have already received my portion. I don't know whether to go ahead, but it's an honor to be here in the presence of God. And I want to thank God for this opportunity and to thank the leadership of this network, Kingdom Alliance Network, Mary, Robert, and Eleanor. Thank you so much for trusting me and allowing me to stand and serve the people of God. Thank you. I have been waiting on the Lord, and He has given me what to share with you. And I want you to open up your heart. And I just want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit as to what He wants to say. I'm not here to say what I want to say, but what He wants me to say. When I look at the congregation, I see some of my brothers and sisters here that I've seen for this time I've been coming to this state. I've been coming to Alaska for the last 7 years. This is my seventh year to come to Alaska. And people always ask me, why Alaska? Do you love it there? And I look at them. And in my heart, I say, I wish they knew, because I come from Africa and it is hot there. And to bring me here in this cold, that is the Lord. It is not me. I have a lot that I've experienced with the Lord in my 7 years of coming here. And tonight, I won't be able to share everything with you, but as the Holy Spirit prompts me, I'll share some of the experiences that the Lord has brought me through. I want to thank all of you. I can see some of the people that the Lord has used to be a blessing to me in the ministry. Probably you may ask, who sent you here to Alaska? How did you come to Alaska? Is there a big organization that sent you here? Yes, there is a big organization, actually. The organization that sent me owns everything on earth. That is the Lord. It's the Lord who told me to come here. And I've been just obedient, simple faith, and coming. And I want to thank God for the word that you have given. It is just right on. Thank you. You know, when I was coming, I came also to receive. And so I asked the Lord to actually speak to me. I wanted Him to confirm certain things to me. I wanted Him to speak, and He has spoken to me. That is why I say I've had my portion already. But I will be obedient to share with you what He has. My name is Andrew Kiria. I come from Uganda, East Africa. I am married to one wife. We have three children, Andrea, Josiah, and Jonathan. My daughter, who is the firstborn, is 12. She made 12. My son is 10. And then my youngest son is 7. You may ask me, how do you manage to leave them and come all the way? And when I come, I usually come one way. Why? Because I'll stay as long as the Lord wants me to stay. Who enables me to stay? Without them, don't I miss them? I do greatly. When I'm on the plane coming over, I usually tell people that my body is on the plane, but my heart is back home in Uganda. It's not easy. But when I land, I can't explain, but there's this certain grace that comes upon me, and all is well. I can't explain that to you, but that is what happens. God is faithful. And when we come, when we go for the Lord, He gives us brothers, He gives us sisters, He gives us parents. And that is what He has done for me. He has given me sisters here and brothers. I have my cousin right there, Lena Maples. I have my sister there. She drove me all the way from Palma. Justina, she's right there. Just wave. Yes. Yes, and I have Taven, that handsome young man there. And then Eddie is right at the back there. They all came here, you know, to just, you know, support. But it's a blessing. And I can see several of you here that, you know, the Lord has caused us to be a family from the time that I've been coming here. And He has given me other family members. My dear sister here, and then my brother and my sister. I didn't know she was watching me. So be careful. Someone is watching you. Of course, the Lord is watching you, but somebody is watching you. Praise God. I asked the Lord what He would want me to share. And what I want to share with you really is some of the things that are happening to us here in this nation and also in other nations of the world. What is happening? And I want to relate that to what God is saying to us. I want to relate that to what God is saying to you. I want to relate that to what God is saying to His church right now. What is happening? What is God doing? What is God doing right now? God is on the throne. Amen? He's the ruler of the heavens and the earth. He's God, the Almighty. There is no other God than Him. The creator of the heavens and the earth, the Bible says, is seated high on a throne. He's high and lifted up. He sits in a high and holy place. But yet He also comes and dwells with you and me, we who have believed and received Jesus Christ. God is seated on His throne. He's the ruler. He's ruling right now. When you read Revelation 4, I won't read it, but it shows us what is going on right now. The Bible says that on His throne, there are 24 elders casting down their crowns and crying and saying, "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And the whole earth is full of His glory. The four living creatures also worshiping Him. And around the throne, around the throne, the Spirit of God, He says the seven spirits of God represent, of course, His Spirit. And He says he describes it as lightnings, fire, and thunder. That is like what happened in Exodus when God descended on the mountain, the Holy Spirit. Angels, thousands upon thousands in worship to God, our God, the living God. God is in charge of the nations of the earth. He decides who rules and who doesn't rule. He's already decided who is going to win the forthcoming elections in this nation. God is the maker of history. It is not man, but it is God, because He holds the future. The future is before Him. From beginning to end, is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Is the author and finisher of your faith. That is our God. He's seated on his throne. But yet, right now, he's also shaking the nations of the earth. Haggai chapter 2, reading verse 6 to verse 9. He says, one more little time and I will shake the heavens, I will shake the earth and the dry land. I will shake the nations. And the desired of the nations will come. He says, the gold is mine. The silver is mine. The glory of this house, this present house will be greater than that of the former, says the Lord God Almighty. And in this place, I will grant peace. Right now, God is shaking the nations. There is a shaking going on right now. In every nation, he says, I will shake all nations. The United States of America is not exempted. Uganda is not exempted. He's shaking the political sphere of the nations. He's shaking the economies of the nations. Why? Why the shaking? He says in Haggai, he says that the desire of the nation will come to pass. He's doing all that, that his desire that he has for the nations, for the tribes, will come to pass. And is going to come to pass. Right now, this nation is at crossroads politically. I get to talk to people and they tell me, they say, we don't know. Someone was telling me, I don't know who I'm going to vote for. That is what they were saying. I really don't know who I'm going to vote for. I don't know what you're saying, but you have to vote. Thank you. You have to vote. If you don't know who you should vote for, this is the time for you to pray. 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 God, who should I vote in? Somebody was telling me that they don't know what has happened to the different, to one of the political parties. Because even the people in that party, they are not ready to vote. So there is a shaking. Did you ever think that, you know, people belonging to a certain party in this nation would have doubts whether they should vote for the candidate in their party? I mean, that is like unheard of. But it is happening right now. Why? God is shaking. There is a shaking that is taking place. Whatever is not built on the rock is being shaken. Whatever is not built on Jesus, the rock of ages, is being shaken. Is being shaken, and you continue to shake. Why? Because the desire of God has to come to pass. God is bringing forth his agenda, and no devil can stop it. No man can stop it. No demon can stop it. That is why I want to tell you that what God has for you, no man can stop it. No demon can stop it. Do you know who can stop it? It is you. You can stop the purposes of God. You can stop what God has destined for you. You can stop it. And God will say nothing. You can stop what God has for you. But I made a decision. I said, God, help me. I don't want to stop what you have for me. It is not easy to pursue the will of God. It is not easy to do what God is saying, because all the voices will be speaking otherwise. They will. It is. You can't put it together. But yet, that is what God is saying. He says, "Go," and you don't have any money in your pocket. He says, "God, how will I go?" But he says, "Go." But he's faithful. Amen. 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 He's faithful. When you take a step of faith, he will come in. He will come in and do what he wants to do. What is happening now? God is releasing his glory upon the church in increasing measures. He says the glory of this house right now will be greater than the former, says the Lord God Almighty. That is happening right now. In increasing measures, the glory of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the anointing is increasing upon his church in the life of the believers. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 says, "And the glory of God shall fill the earth like the waters cover the sea." The glory of God will fill the earth like the waters cover the sea. That is what God is doing right now. Revival is breaking forth, my dear brothers and sisters. It is breaking forth, and we are going to walk in it. You are going to walk in it. You are going to walk in it. Nothing is going to stop the move of God, the glory of God. Let me tell you something. As we continue in the future of this nation, I'm talking about the United States of America. What is going to happen is there are going to be many laws in the Constitution of this nation that are going to be changed, that are going to be anti-Christian and anti-God. As the church, as the body of Christ, we may try to voice out our dissatisfaction and try to claim our rights. And that is not a problem. We know in this nation there has been times when people stood up, you know, the civil rights movement. Yeah. There has been those times. But time is going to come when that is going to happen. They are going to change. They are going to change. Those things are going to happen. We may stand and advocate for our rights, and that is not a problem. But let me tell you something. What is going to happen is this. Our advocacy, our claim for our rights, even as a church, God is going to raise up some people that are going to stand and say, as a church, this is what we stand for. And it's going to have an impact for a certain time or for a while, but let me tell you, the laws against the church, against the freedom that we enjoy now, are going to prevail. But let me tell you something. What is going to astound and change the leaders there is the glory of God. The power of God that is going to rise upon the church, that is going to be the one that is going to confront whatever is out there that is going to try to come against the church. It is the power of God. It's the glory of God. It's the anointing of God. And that is clearly spelled in the scripture. In Psalms chapter 2, One time the Lord began to speak to me through Psalms 2. Psalms 2 is very prophetic. It's prophetic of where the church is getting to. And I want us to read that psalm. Psalms 2. I'm not sharing this to make you fearful. No. But I want to share with you so that you know what is going on. Psalms chapter 2 is very prophetic. He says, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. That is what is going to happen. There is no one that can deny the power and the glory and the presence of God. They may deny religion. Religion has no power. But when there is a manifestation of the glory of God, even those that don't know God, they will bow down and say, this is God. It has happened throughout the ages. Nebuchadnezzar had to bow down and say, as from now, we are going to worship the God of Abednego, Shadrach, and Meshach. Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. Amen. That is going to happen. Not only Nebuchadnezzar, but several kings acknowledge that this is God. Pharaoh had to acknowledge that this is God. This is the hand of God. We cannot hold them no more. And he called to Moses. He says, go. Go and worship your God. Let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be the glory and the power of God manifesting in the believers that is going to set a front that the enemy, that the rulers of this world will bow down and say no. They're going to come together and begin to try to come against the church. But before they do that, the church is rising up in the glory of God, in the power of God. What the church, what we are, my dear brothers and sisters, we have not yet seen. Our eyes have not yet seen. Our ears have not heard. Our hearts have not perceived. But the Spirit of God will continue to flow in his church. And let me tell you, the waters are rising. Amen. The waters are rising. Like in Ezekiel 4. When he saw the vision of that river, the river began to rise from ankle deep to knee deep to waist deep. Then he could contain it no more. He began to swim in the river as it flowed from the temple, and wherever it went, there was healing. That is what is happening right now. Amen. The glory of God, the power of God is on the increase. And let me tell you, denominations that don't believe in the anointing and power of God are going to be put aside, because God is rising in his church. He says, and the glory of God shall fill the earth like the waters cover the seas. That is what is going to happen, to a point that is going to be very, very visible. That is when they will rise up. He says the rulers, the leaders of the world will rise up and say, let us take off their cords from us. Let us take off their cords from us. It is the power of God. It's the anointing of God. And let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, we have seen the power of God, but what we are yet to see, we have not seen yet. The past revivals can't even describe it. Not even the book of Acts describes what we're yet to see. Because it says what he did then, what we are to see now is greater. He's greater, my dear brothers and sisters. And how the Lord is calling upon you. How the Lord is drawing you. That you will draw close. That you will come closer. That you'll be able to drink from that river. That flows, the river of God. The river of the Spirit of God. That is what God is calling his church to get to. I didn't finish that psalm. He says, he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in delusion. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in their deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Therefore, you be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. You know, the kings and the judges. You know, they will bring you before the judges. Yeah? Why? Because of his name. Because of what he's doing through you. And when you come before them, he says, do not fear what you're going to say. Do not even get a lawyer or an attorney. You call them attorneys here. Attorney, don't get an attorney. Say, oh, I want you to plead for me. No, you go and stand there and declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Those times are coming. Why? Because of the glory of God that is going to be so visible. Because of the anointing of God that is going to be so visible. That all will see, all will know that these are different. These worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He says, be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. That is very prophetic of what is going on. And let me say to you, my dear brothers and sisters, how God desires that you increase in his glory, in his anointing upon your life. And it's going to happen. Amen. It is going to happen. It is going to happen. It is starting to happen. It is happening right now. May he give you a hunger and a thirst. May he work in your heart. May he draw you that you begin to seek him, that you will be like Jacob, who wrestled with the angel, who said, I will not let you go until you bless me. That is where God is calling us. God is calling us to that place. He's calling us to that place of waiting upon the Lord. He's calling us to seek him. He's calling us to draw near to him. That is going to happen. He says, ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession. The Lord gave me a word for you here, leaders of Alliance, Kingdom Alliance Network. I want you to listen very carefully. The Lord says to you that you have been faithful with the little that he has given you. And behold, you're coming into a new season. He's going to entrust you with much. He's going to entrust you with much. I hear him say, occupy till he comes. You have been faithful in this city of Anchorage. But I see a multiplication. It's like he's multiplying you. He's multiplying Kingdom Alliance Network. And all of you that are listening to this word, listen, because you have a part to play. He's multiplying you all over the state of Alaska. I don't know whether you have sat down and thought about that, but time is now. He's multiplying you to touch not just Anchorage, but to touch the entire state of Alaska. That is what he's saying to you right now. The time has come and the time is now. Do not wonder where the resources are going to come from. Do not wonder how it is going to be done. Like you know what to do. You're going to go before him and he's going to give you the blueprint. You are going to have the blueprint of what to do, when to do it, and you're going to do it. And because you've been faithful, you have been faithful in the little, God is going to increase you. And listen to me, all of you that have been blessed with this ministry, you have to stand behind this ministry, because it is not their ministry, it is God's ministry. They do not force you to come in and give here, but time is going to come when they will need the resources. Be willing to stand with them and do what God is giving to them right now. This is a new season that God is bringing to you. This is a new time for you. There is a shift that is taking place. A shift that is taking place. And he's saying, I saw a multiplication. What he told me was multiplication all over the state of Alaska. And not just the state of Alaska, but this entire nation and the nations of the world. Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What is God doing? Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7 says, and of the increase of his kingdom there will be no end. My dear brothers and sisters, God is not only seated on his throne and judging the earth. He's not only shaking the nations. He's not only releasing his glory upon his church that it shall be visible in the world like the waters cover the sea. But let me tell you that the kingdom of Christ, the rule and the reign of God is increasing every other day. Is increasing every other day. Isaiah says that as of the increase of the kingdom, of his kingdom, talking about Jesus, he says as of the increase of his kingdom, there is no stop. There is no end. It has been increasing. It has been increasing. And what does that mean? It means the Lord God is penetrating in the nations, in every tribe, tongue, and nation. Places where darkness has filled those places, the light of Christ is beginning to penetrate in those places. And there is nothing that will stop what God is doing. Hallelujah. The increase of the kingdom of God. God is on the increase in the hearts of men. Many are coming to him, not just in Africa, not just in places where the gospel is not allowed to be preached freely, but even here in this nation, many are turning to the Lord, and that is going to continue. The harvest is coming in. What we are seeing is just a beginning of the much, of the most much harvest. I don't know even how to describe it. That is coming in. As of his increase, of his kingdom, there is no end. That is what God is doing. Praise God. What is Satan doing? Satan is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is coming to an end. Revelation, I think it's Revelation 12, and we sang that one of the songs here that says, and he's filled with fury because he knows that his time is short. And then he says, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. He's filled with fury. He knows his time is short. And so he's doing all that he can to try to hinder what God wants to do, but he will not, because he was already defeated 2,000 years ago. Amen. Amen. The world out there doesn't know, but you and me know that Satan is under your feet. And if you've been doubting it, my dear brother and sister, know that the devil, the demons, whatever they are, witchcraft, they're under your feet. Yes, he says, when the disciples came to him and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. He says, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning, and behold, I've given you power and authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. And he says, however, don't rejoice because the demons submit to you, but rejoice because your names are written in the book of life in heaven. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. You have the heavenly backing behind you. There is
is no shamanism that will manage you. There is no witchcraft. There is nothing that will hinder even the darkness that is over Anchorage. As one of the sisters saw, that has to give way. That has to give way. And we are to stand and say, Satan, let go. Anchorage belongs to the Lord. Alaska is of the Lord. And the Lord is calling upon you, my dear brothers and sisters, that you will begin to ask of the Lord and take possession. God is calling you to rise up in your authority and take your territory. That is what he wants you to do. Take your territory. Take your territory. It is yours. He says, ask of me and I will give it to you. It's for the kingdom. You are of the kingdom. And so nothing should stop you.